It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick joins us pretty much every Monday morning here on Maryland Morning. For her review this week, she's been to the Fells Point Corner Theater, where she's checked out the Theatrical Mining Company's production of a new play called Crash and Burn, PA.
Now in its 35th year, the Baltimore Playwrights Festival has been going through structural and organizational changes. The summer season consists almost entirely of script-in-hand staged readings, which continue into September. The only full production is Crash and Burn, PA, written by festival veteran Robert R. Bowie Jr. and produced by the Theatrical Mining Company. Bowie is a lawyer, and like several of his previous plays, Crash and Burn is set in the legal world. But unlike some of those earlier plays, which tackled subjects ranging from slavery to repressed memory, Crash and Burn is a farce. A farce that takes place in the office of a pair of bottom-feeding lawyers. Mark Crash is a low-level criminal attorney. His partner, Mike Byrne, apparently prefers dead clients. He specializes in wills. Mr. Crash's latest client is a businessman with uncharacteristically deep pockets. In one of several exposition-laden passages, Penny Nichols, as Crash and Byrne's jaded secretary, begins describing this high-profile client to the new cleaning lady, Brenda. But Jessica Taylor's bright, perky Brenda knows more about this notorious tycoon than the secretary does.
Crash has got this one big client, Mr. Yanair, who he's going to court with this morning, and he's going to get paid loads of money by the guy today.
Wow, is that the international businessman? The guy in all the headlines? He's supposed to be the richest man in America?
Has he been in the Inquirer?
He made billions on mortgage-backed securities that caused the Wall Street crash. Millions of people lost their homes and pension funds because of him and his cronies.
Brenda turns out to have a strong stake in this case and in Crash and Burn. She also turns out to be smarter than anyone else in the play, one of several swipes the playwright takes at the legal profession. Crash's client, whose full name is Milty Bill Yanair, is charged with defrauding a bank. Two things about him don't make sense to Brenda or to the audience. Why does he insist that Crash tour the bank's vault? And especially, why would a wealthy businessman hire sleazy Mark Crash? The answers take up most of the play. Along the way, there's plenty of farce-style confusion. A pair of identical coats and identical briefcases, slamming doors, a missing safe deposit box, and a stolen Porsche. These mishaps reduce both law partners to sniveling wimps. Not a big change for Tom Pissin's nervous, nerdy Mr. Byrne, but a considerable decline for cocky Mr. Crash, played by Jonathan Ingebrigtsen, for some reason, as a caricature of a mafioso.
Oh, God, he's coming up here. I know he is. 102 miles an hour in a stolen car.
Okay. I apologize to my parents for being born. I apologize to my wife and daughter whom I abandoned at birth. Oh God, on bended knee, to everybody.
A stolen Porsche even. Oh God, who am I? When did my life go wrong?
And it was my fault. Everything.
Slapstick and slamming doors aren't all that playwright Bowie is going for here. Besides skewering the practice of law, he takes aim at political and financial targets, particularly rich businessmen buying politicians. Earnest and topical as all of this may be, at times it feels forced. Farce may appear to be freewheeling, but it's actually a delicate piece of theatrical machinery, very tricky to pull off. Director Barry Feinstein, whose forte tends to be plays of a more serious nature, hasn't found the ideal balance between Crash and Burn's thematic underpinnings and its comic hijinks. A fault, I suspect, lies primarily in the script. Crash and Burn doesn't quite end up in ashes, but as a farcical take on the current state of American legal, financial, and political affairs, it just can't compete with the real thing.
Crash and Burn, PA is at the Fells Point Corner Theater through Sunday. It's a production of the Theatrical Mining Company, and it's part of the 35th anniversary season of the Baltimore Playwrights Festival. The festival continues into next month. We've got a link to all the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. J. Wynn Russick will be back again next week with a review of the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's outdoor production of Julius Caesar. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. We're going to take a break for news, and when we come back, I'll be joined by Suzanne Feldman, an author from Frederick who has published a terrific debut novel. It's called Absalom's Daughters. Stay with us.